You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Got some good news last night from the Panthers. A really nice 5-2 win on the road in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. And they just continue over the last four or five games from Big Bob on to be really good. You know, it's funny. Like, guys are watching some of the coverage last night up in Carolina. And one guy said, Big Bob was, he was okay. I was like, okay, are you freaking kidding? I went back and watched the saves he had, point blank saves today. And, they missed on a couple, but man, is he good. He's great. Verhaeghe's first goal was fantastic to get the whole thing started last night, lifted a backhander, just gorgeous, right over the shoulder of the goalie. Was just, backhand lift was just gorgeous. Panthers, 20 shots, 5 goals, 2 power play goals in the game. And even a little Brad Marchand misconduct in there as well, as had a puck fired at him and didn't like it, and that was it. So game two tomorrow night, good start for the Panthers. And we also have the Marlins. You just heard, got a 1-10 start today against the Cubs, who got a hell of a team. Max Meyer will be on the mound for that one as well. All right, so we've got the coaches going to talk today. You're going to obviously have a lot of articles, Omar, with you. Omar Kelly's with us from the Miami Herald. So what are you leaning towards now? I guess we got to start getting into if you were going to get the assistant coaches.
Yeah.
All right, what's going on in the secondary? Hey, those coaches are going to say, hey, we're going to coach up whoever we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's our job to find the best players. We like this group. But nothing's going to be negative. Like, yeah, we're a little short on experience, fellas.
I don't know about that. Nothing's going to be negative. I've gone into these meetings, and they'll tell you what guys need to work on, what guys have to address. The general manager said we can't hold Cam Smith's hand
anymore.
Well,
he drafted him in the second friggin' round, he and his son, so that's
don't do that son thing. I hate when people do that. He just said his son knew him because he played on the team with him.
I thought he told him to take a look at him.
We children and families are safe. You gonna get yourself you gonna get yourself Ryan Clark around here, and Chris Greer gonna keep my family out your mouth. No, listen, let that son
go to college.
Let that son enjoy, let them enjoy themselves. Let them grow up. They'll be hopefully future GMs and executives in either hockey or
year three. What do you think about the Cam Smith thing?
God,
besides that little jab I took.
Got to grow up, got to mature. I mean, we're nobody's hiding from that, including the general manager.
Right.
Maturity is the issue, and he's got to learn how to be a pro. Obviously, it didn't click last year.
You know the frustrating thing is just some of these guys take so long. There's obviously for our fan base and me a lot of frustration, and I'm like, it's a new year, let it go, but I hear the same things,
but certain guys like Cam Smith should realize where they are in their career. Like, I don't get it done now.
It's empty. They should all be jacked up. Every young guy on that team, even guys that signed it at age 30, should be going, Man, yeah. There's some jobs for the taking here
right now. Artie Burns, if you want to end your career as a starter in the NFL, here's your opportunity. All you got to do is go out there and perform, outperform guys who've never played in the NFL.
Hey, by the way, besides, and I think there's a lot of open competition. I think Storm Duck's got to go out
open
and play
competition?
Well for the cornerback position.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, open competition.
No,
Dolphins,
cornerback.
That generally doesn't go together.
Because you're going to go four wide. Teams are going to go four wide against you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the we do play the fourth.
How many open competitions do you think the Dolphins have?
Well, cornerback for sure. I believe
that's about
three
it.
And four. If you think Storm Duck did enough last year,
this is part of my biggest problem with the Dolphins organization, primarily under the Mike McDaniel era. There are no open competitions. There are never any open competitions.
You don't feel safety's open a little bit, or no?
No. I don't really think
I was
so.
Told safety position's open.
I saw Ashton Davis last week.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest safety I've ever seen. He's huge.
No. You're talking about the other guy, 6'3", 220
pounds. No. I'm talking about Ashton Davis. He's huge. He's like the size of a linebacker. He's got you remember we had one TJ McDaniel? Remember him that came here for like a
yes.
cup of coffee?
Yes. I do.
He was a big safety. Ashton Davis is a big
really?
Guy. He's a big guy. I know the other guy's tall. He looks like a praying mantis. He's so slim. Long arms, long legs. Ashton Davis, he got linebacker build.
So you think Ashton Davis and Afatu Melifonwu will start?
I love how you said the name because I just call him Iffy.
I got pronunciation breakdown right here in front of me.
Oh, yeah, you do have to call the game. So, yeah. How you say Jonah? Go for it. You got you there yet?
No.
Okay. All right. Hawaii. Savainaya.
So I was going Savainaya.
Nope. Savainaya. He explained it. It's he Hawaii.
No, that sounded more Hawaiian the way you did that.
It's Hawaii. Just replaced Savainaya. Yeah. So you don't think
safety positions are open?
No, I don't think safety positions open. I don't think offensive
like
line
Patrick
is open.
Patrick McMorris a lot. I'm hearing Patrick
Whatever,
McMorris.
Man. I mean, it could anything can happen. But that's my thing. I remember going back to and I this is this
you
is
can't
not
play a couple of games and just automatically be given a job.
No, you don't even have to play a couple of games. You're put in a starting spot and you don't
move. What? Because you're a veteran free agent.
A veteran free agent, or you're a draft pick. This is a part of the Mike McDaniel blind spot, which is I do have a problem with this. Nobody has to compete for anything. Like, who competes for anything around
Well, you
there?
Don't want a lot of positions. Do you really
I don't
want
care.
Open competition?
No. I remember a day with Brian Flores. This was Nick Needham's rookie year.
That's a different team.
No,
that's a
no,
bad example.
I don't care. I don't care. Don't make excuses. I don't care, Joe. It was the same thing for Brian Flores' whole career. Remember when Raekwon McMillan lost his job to the guy? Who was the guy?
That he lost his job when he blew out his knee.
No. Lost his job.
The rookie.
No, he lost his job to the guy who went to Pittsburgh. Why can't I remember his name?
I don't know.
Inside linebacker. Everybody will text it out. But it didn't. It didn't matter about your draft spot. It didn't matter. Like Nick Needham, his rookie season, he was
positions you want to be open before you
want them all
give
open.
Me this history.
I want
lesson.
Them all. I want them all.
What do you
open.
Mean? So you think Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill? Making on new contracts, you'd have to go out and compete for starting jobs?
No, I think that you do what Brian Flores did. A guy has a good day of practice one day, kills it, starting role tomorrow. I'm tired.
What?
Absolutely. Nick Needham came from.
So what happened to those guys?
Hold on. Nick Needham came out of
Needham
nowhere.
Has nothing to do with the fact that I'm talking about Waddle and.
No, I don't care. You want to give them money and status and draft pick. That's
soon
the problem.
You,
everybody got status
them,
around there.
Start,
everybody got status around there. Zach Sealer came out of nowhere, played as a rookie with Christian Wilkins, and look who Zach Sealer is now. A waiver wire claim. You don't know if you don't give people opportunity. And nobody ever gets opportunity with the Miami Dolphins. Isaiah Johnson. Isaiah Johnson's probably just as good as Cam Smith and everybody else. You perform well.
I don't know. What are you going by that? If he was that good, his ass would have been playing last year. It wouldn't have been practice squadding. Well, no, you just said that.
No,
you don't
saying,
think they're going to play the best players?
No.
You think it's a popularity contest?
Yes.
You make it sound like it's Little League baseball. My dad's coaching, so I'm playing.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Get
name me the guys who've been benched during the Mike McDaniel era. I can name them to you.
Linebacker not only got
David Long. Look how long that took. They kept telling him, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. Mid-season.
He got torched a few
times. Durham Smythe was the very first player.
Durham Smythe was
the very first player who lost a job under Mike McDaniels, and that took that was 3 years. One guy lost a job.
He dropped one guy in three years. Yeah.
One guy in 3 years lost a job. That's like, how do you do that as a coach? One guy in 3 years gets demoted. Like, Liam lost the job to Isaiah Wynn. You don't even make it to two hands the amount of guys who've actually like moved anywhere on the depth chart on that team. 3 years.
So first of all, if you don't think the coach is going to play the best guy, you're nuts.
I'm not saying the coach is not going to play the best guy, but let the best guy earn it. And I've heard this from players. It's an entitlement.
Don't throw the
error.
Players in there.
No, I'm telling you.
Don't throw
it's an
the
entitlement.
Players
it's,
in there.
Everybody's grandfathered in. Everybody's entitled. Your starting spot for life. Like, that's the whole organization.
So
where are the competitions? Where are the competitors?
The back end of that roster. that's what's open competition is mostly the back end of the roster.
We don't even wave and claim guys. You remember the Tony Sperano days? They make a mistake on special teams. Oh, you fired on Monday. Come a new guy coming in. Brian Flores. You know how I feel about Brian. I'm not even the highest opinion of Brian Flores. That 2019 team and even 2020 team, they claimed guys all the time and churned the back end of that roster. Dolphins don't even churn the back end of the roster.
That team was trying to lose. This team's trying to win.
Not according to Brian Flores.
When he got there and he said, Josh Rosen, we're done. Now our ass, hey guys, listen up. Our ass out to win now. It's over.
They
won a whole bunch of games. Hey, I want to ask you, because you say some stuff sometimes, and I scratch my head. So you don't think Mike McDaniel and his two coordinators are going to play? You think like.
Who is competing?
Let me ask you a question.
Who is competing for a job?
Let me ask you. You don't think during camp, if he thinks – now, the only thing I will give you, if he's afraid, if he benches a guy, it's going to affect – or he's going to lose that guy.
Yeah, soft mentality, yes.
Then you got to get rid of him. Like, you got to not only bench him, you got to cut him.
I'm not disagreeing
if that guy's pouting a little bit or something, I can't have that.
You got to worry about everybody's feelings, Joe, around here. You do. That's Mike. No, that's not football. And that's why you have a soft team.
But that's fair. Let me ask you though, the guaranteed money. When I give a whole bunch of guaranteed money to guys, they're automatic.
Hey,
okay?
Man. Hey.
Yes or no?
Hey, no. And you know why? Remember Jabril Wilson? I'm gonna throw a name at you. Remember Jabril Wilson? Got a whole boatload of money.
Not the money we're talking now.
He got a lot of money for a safety back in that day. He got a lot of money for a safety back in that day. And you know what? He sucked. His teammates didn't like him. Bench him. Cut him.
That's a bad combination right there. That will if you're toxic to the team and not very good, you got to go.
Yeah,
you got to go quickly.
Yeah. Here's my thing. Chris Brooks. Everybody in the media knew Chris Brooks was a dog, a baller. Okay. How much did he really get an opportunity to compete around there? Not much.
You're talking about a running back now.
Yeah. Anybody.
Big strong running back. Anybody. Who was he with last year? We saw him carry the
Green,
ball.
Green Bay.
Green Bay. That's right.
Listen, if guys do well and guys shine, and that's the one thing I did learn from
Brian. How many years
Brian
ago did we have Chris Brooks?
Yeah, last year. Had him in training camp.
He was with us a year before then, too.
Yes, he was.
So let me ask you, who are you going to play Chris Brooks over of those guys you had that had 9,000 touchdowns between the two of them there?
I don't care. He could have helped you in the red zone. He could have helped you in short yardage. He could help this team. And I listen.
I don't know if I buy the big back. I saw so many guys get hit in the backfield when they got the
ball. I'm not disagreeing with you there.
Jalen Wright literally got handed off and got hit. Like at the same time, he goes, wait a second, is this the way it's supposed to be?
You're right. But my point to you is...
Well, how many open... there is open competition.
I would like Patrick Paul to have competition. Does he have competition?
No, they don't have enough guys. No.
Okay, well, go get one.
There is nobody that's a threat to him at left tackle on that.
Why? That's your part of your culture and problem.
That's what they did to themselves. That goes to... By the way, that goes to the top.
I know
that. Chris, I got something I need to ask you.
Yeah, I'm 1,000% with
who's
you.
Who's the backup to right tackle? Chris,
yeah,
Chris,
who's the backup center? Liam Eichenberg. Who's the backup guard? Liam Eichenberg. Like, this isn't picking on Liam. Julian Hill, good guy.
So how do you wrote about him? What'd you say about Julian Hill?
What you gotta not be you can't be Mr. Error, can't be Mr. Mistake. You can't put
they
your
felt. I had this conversation. I can't tell you who.
Yeah.
I had this conversation in the hotel, and I asked that question: How much rope
does this guy get?
And they said his upside.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get through, but we've made it clear that
we're not turning
like
into Borton.
You need to know more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And he is.
Yeah, had the combination of drops and. Especially
penalties.
Penalties are bad, bad times.
Yeah, no. You play that position, so you know.
I think he got a lot. When he came out of camp last year, I did say, man, he got a lot better. He looked smoother
catching the ball. Mm-hmm.
He felt comfortable.
Mm-hmm. But knew the offense.
You can't be talented and dumb. You can't do stupid things.
Strongest guy on the team. And that's why they will ride or die with Julian Hill. But you can't come out here and make the same mistakes. Somebody else. Next.
So
and that's my problem. There's never any next.
But that's old school. Don Chula would have.
Yeah.
Today's coaches.
They got to coddle him. They got to baby him.
There's too much upside.
I got to worry about
his
feelings.
Don't give up to him. There's too much upside.
I know.
I
can't yell at him.
Ezekama, it looks like he's got
they're done
too
with
much time.
They're done with Ezekama.
Why did they cut him? Why put somebody else in?
He's a body. He's here. He's body. Like,
you know, this is fourth year going on him.
Yeah, and he's
the fourth year. Nobody gets the teaser.
In fairness, he had like a bad foot injury when at the end
he
of
had
training
that basketball
camp.
Thing. What's that thing called?
Liz
that?
Frank. No, he didn't.
What's that thing called?
Plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah,
I'm glad you know how to say it.
But that's the thing, Joe. Compete. That's why your team is soft, because you don't compete. Nobody around here ever has to compete for their job. Ever.
Well, your starters aren't going to compete if you've already...
I don't care. No. Why aren't your starters going to compete?
They are going to compete. They're going to compete to get themselves ready to go for the opener.
Okay, we're talking about in a week's practice. I'm talking about OTAs, training camp, joint practices. You have a bad day, you go to unit number two.
Oh, my God.
What?
Okay,
don't. You don't need to get that guy ready? You don't need to get that backup ready? Give him a chance. Nobody expects. Nick Needham, like we discovered.
There goes Nick Needham again.
No. We discovered him because.
Stop with Nick Needham. That team was empty.
The guy kept having good practices.
What Brian Flores did was unbelievable that first year. Nobody wants to say it. What he did, that felt like 13 wins, yeah, what he did with that group.
Yeah, he tanked the team's tank.
Doesn't matter. I said just about winning games, what he was doing. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here.
I got you all riled up, didn't I?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh my, I just love how you get it all stirred up and then you're going to go out and see all the coaches today for the Miami Dolphins.
You know what my approach has always been?
I always wonder, like...
Yeah. I don't want you to be blindsided by what's coming. Like, you know when I'm coming, I'm coming. So, like... I don't hide, and I don't want you to feel like you got hit by a bat in the back of the head. I want you to know I'm walking right up to you.
So, I think the coaches, nobody's blaming the assistant coach. Nobody's blaming the coaches on this team. I don't think. I think it's some really good coaches. I think the two line coaches are really good at what they do. I think those guys are really good.
Offensive and defensive line, I would agree with you.
And he's gone out and hired more guys. They signed off on giving him more guys on offense that got the title coordinator. They got three or four guys now a coordinator. They got a quarterback coach that's got some form of coordinator. They hired another guy with Slowick's got coordinator to him.
Joe, I don't even pay attention to that.
Well, my point is this. They've got really good coaches to get the most out of these guys. They got a lot of good coaching staff.
I kind of disagree with you from the standpoint. I don't think I like the experience level at some areas and some units.
You know what, Omar? At the end of the day, man, and maybe you disagree, and this is a fundamental comment I'm going to make. You either got talent or you don't. You can coach stuff up. Don't get me wrong. They're all pros. But some are Joe pros for average players, and some are real pros, like guys that you're winning games with.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Some guys fit in because
not everybody's going to be a real pro, though, Joe. What happens when they're not? Not everybody is going to do – like, for instance, I'll give you an example. Remember Joe Philbin? Joe Philbin hated dogs. If you were a dog, he had to get rid of you because –
What do you mean? Like, if you were good.
No.
Come on.
No. If you were a dog, Joe couldn't handle you. Joe didn't want you on his team. Joe, that personality, he couldn't coach you because he wasn't a leader of men. And that's just the truth. And there's nobody that knows Joe Philbin who will tell him that's a leader of men right there. I don't know how he even got the job.
That's an interesting one. By the way, he went, in fairness to the guy, I was shocked just what he went through in his personal life
absolutely.
Right before that.
Absolutely.
And like, I was saying, what was that interview? Like, he literally lost a son.
Yeah, no.
He went through the worst thing that you can go through is forget sports. That's,
I couldn't even imagine losing the child.
You'd be a mess for a while. Like, that's supposed to be me going ahead of my kids, let alone coaching a team.
So he banished dogs. If you had a dog mentality and personality – and you bark, you weren't going to stick around. Now, there are other coaches that love dogs and want to corral dogs and want to coach dogs. I think Mike is one of those guys. Mike, come on. If you work with Tyreek Hill on a regular basis, like, and I'm not saying Tyreek's a dog.
I think they have a good relationship.
They do have a good relationship.
I don't know what happened at the end. That was kind of weird. But,
that was just frustration speaking.
I think Mike was confident enough in their relationship that he could have that talk with them and go, hey, man, I got to know. Like, we all want to know. Do you really want out or not?
No. Mike, that talk was, hey, man, you embarrassed me. You made me look bad.
That's true.
You made me look like I didn't deserve to be here. Did I deserve that treatment from you?
Yeah, it was bad luck.
But that's the thing about Tyreek. Tyreek, let's be real about it. Tyreek's not all emotionally there. Like,
what do you mean by that?
Some guys, especially receivers, they're just immature. They're wired different.
He is wired different.
They're wired different. They're immature. They're selfish. They don't care about anybody but themselves.
He needs attention. They
need attention.
He cannot go very long without somebody. He's got to do something on social media, or he's got to come out with his new list or something so somebody's talking about him.
Yeah. Tyreek doesn't like when – Tyreek, those moments where
being the number one wide receiver, not the 45th receiver in the league.
Wow, you're not going to put him 45th.
Like, no, I'm going by stats, whatever they were. I think he was 30th.
I mean, he did play. Listen, in fairness to Tyreek, and I am not making excuses, but the man has now had, what, 3 off-season surgeries to fix his wrist? How about, can you finally admit that it was a problem for him last season? He played through something that he should have put him on IR. Like, can we all acknowledge that?
No.
No, you can't?
Nope, because where'd this 3-year thing come from?
What do you mean, 3? No, I'm saying 3 surgeries.
Oh, they said 3 years.
No, 3 surgeries. He had 3 surgeries to repair this wrist, you know?
So, okay, because I was going to just say, I saw him warming up trying to catch the ball behind his back when they were doing, he and Odell Beckham were doing TikToks.
Hey, man, you got to take care of your TikTok audience.
I got to tell you, man, I'm cool with what guys do when things are going well.
This is a different era, Joe. This is a different era.
Like I said, if things are going well the way you have it and you got it rolling, hey, you keep it going. It's working. Hey, the 11-6, Mike, everybody's like, this is cool.
Then, Mike was a genius. Mike was the best thing since sliced bread when he was 11-6.
We went to short passing game and our
quarterback's
out for an extended period of time.
And he's an idiot. He's a buffoon. He has no business being a coach.
They do have to figure out that getting that ball down the field. With Jalen Waddle, and I know you're not high on Jalen Waddle and where he is right now, but
I didn't say I was low.
If we're getting back,
hold on,
getting the best out of Jalen Waddle,
you're gonna throw that out there. We're talking about the Miami Herald column that I wrote in the paper, and all I did was point out the fact that Jalen Waddle's average for his career 66 yards a game. Is that an elite receiver to you? Is that a $20 million a year receiver to you?
No, but we're never going to feed him the ball like the guy on the other side.
Why not? The guy on the other side is leaving at the end of the year.
They're worried about winning right now, and the best chances.
Okay. Well, you're paying somebody like an alpha receiver. I think the best chance should be 50-50.
No, we got to get more out of him.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to be 50-50 between your 1 and 2 receiver.
Why not?
I'll go through the league with you. You want to go see what Jefferson, the guy on the other side of Jefferson, see what his numbers look like?
that's a whole.
What's that? How's that different?
I don't even know who's
over. Go to Cincinnati and look at their 1 and 2. Might be the best pair. Look at their numbers, 1 and 2.
You're right. But I'm sorry,
Go to Detroit and look at their 1 and 2.
66.6 yards per game. You've never scored more than 8 touchdowns in a season?
No. We gotta get more out of him.
Four seasons, 20 touchdowns?
He's gotta catch.
We're averaging 5 touchdowns a year?
He got to catch the ball better.
Yeah. He's worked on it.
He's got some things to work on, but hey, listen, man.
I mean, it doesn't help that he didn't have his quarterback.
You got to give him some credit because he's got the biggest personality in the team on the other side. And if they were both like that, we'd have a problem.
You would know from experience, right?
They made it work, though. Yeah, but whatever anybody tells you, that was not easy on Duke and Clay. Different kind of receivers. One guy was more athletic, and one guy was one of the fastest guys in the world, or one of the fastest guys in this country before he got to the Dolphins. But yeah, they had their moments, man. I was in the huddle and they had their moments when, hey, you've thrown five in a row to him. Hello. We both got the same incentives. Like they say stuff in the
and I know.
You know, the clock's running and
it gets a little spicy and Dan's gotta manage the egos.
And he's going, hey, stop. And they're going, I ain't stopping, man. You need look at and they're pointing at the guy.
Can we focus?
And then he couldn't stop it and he go, Dwight. Because Dwight would be, you know, have his butt to us in the huddle. He go, and Dwight put the fire out. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. And when he said that, and I numbed it together so we wouldn't get in trouble. I hope you couldn't tell because I don't get in trouble
No. It was just a mumbling.
And everything stopped.
Okay.
Dwight.
Who's going to make it stop?
Dwight was the one guy in the huddle.
Yeah.
That could, again,
mm-hmm.
maybe the greatest player in the game at that time. Listen, Dwight snapping to Danny might be the greatest 1-2 punch in the history of the game. When you start talking about two guys really good at what they did, and the guy that snapped the ball, most people think is the greatest center to ever play, dominated in the run, the pass, played with one arm, never, I didn't do that great. What do you mean you didn't do that great? You put the guy on the ground 8 times a day over the plate over you. But when he spoke, he was like
people
a
listen.
Commercial.
Yeah.
The other guys, they listen.
Mm-hmm. That was Teron. Teron is gone.
Teron was that guy. Teron was the one guy that I believe Tyreek respected.
That is absolutely correct.
And I'm going by bus talk.
No.
I'm only going by bus talk of listening and going.
Yeah.
Then he went to Super Bowl and goes, that's not acceptable. That man owes some people an apology.
Yes.
And 2 days later, guess who's up there on a Friday doing apology Super Bowl
tour. Yep.
Hitting them all. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here while we're all in deep thought. Been good stuff today, man, Omar. Damn.
Thank you.
Well, you don't know where you're going tomorrow, though, on the article, or you do?
No, I don't know. I'm not going in it with – I want to know.
Can you come back with something positive, man? Just throwing a
– You want me to? You really want me to?
I want you to go whatever you feel about this team because if the
I feel like I want to see some competition. I want to see. I think that's part of you actually shedding this soft label.
So you want Tua to have competition?
I don't care. But I know Tua's going to earn it. I don't care if you open it up. I don't care.
Like, hey guys,
Zach Wilson's the second pick overall in the draft. That
not our second pick. Jet's second pick.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes.
Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am looking forward to Pacers and the Knicks game one. Who are you rooting for? The little basketball junkie that you are when you're not out chasing Dolphin players around.
I'm actually rooting for the Pacers. I just think they've had one. They've got a beautiful offense, and they've had a raw deal.
I can't root for New York either. I'm done. I love
seeing their fans get arrogant, but that turns me off.
I got to tell you, though, I did probably as much as any sporting events that I've seen, enjoyed the Miami Heat and New York Knicks playoff games.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time with Eric Reed at those. And I really, really enjoyed those knockdown dragout. But what were they, 87, 83, 90?
That's so old. That's so long time ago, Joe.
Guys fighting. They're going to technicals every frigging game.
Even Dolphins, Jets. Beef with them. I have more of a beef with New Yorkers over the fact that they've jacked up the price of real estate in Miami. That's a real estate and rent. That's pretty much. They come down here and they think everything's cheap. So
it is funny because we did. There was a time we played them three times, including an AFC championship game. Long time ago.
But those are dead. Those rivalries are dead.
And they had great teams. Like whatever we had, they had almost teams that can match. Wesley Walker, Freeman McNeil, Joe Klecko, Mark Gastineau.
I mean, can you imagine now either Oklahoma City Thunder or Minnesota Timberwolves or the Indianapolis Pacers?
All these teams.
Or
some of them have never
Knicks.
Won a championship. Yeah. OKC's the old Seattle. Seattle did, but OKC's never won a championship.
Yeah.
Minnesota's never won a championship.
This is crazy.
The Knicks haven't won since 1973.
Pacers ever won a championship?
No, not in the NBA.
They've been shut out. They're right. They're an ABA team before. Good call there.
I want to see a good final, so I'm rooting for
you. You remember the ABA days?
No, I wasn't.
Those were my
enough.
First days as a kid. Yeah. That's how old. I mean, there's things happening right now where people go, if you remember the ABA, I still remember Rick Barry and all those guys before they came back into the
Dr.
NBA.
J.
Dr. J. Whole bunch of those guys.
I'm more of a USFL guy. I do remember the USFL.
Yeah.
But ABA, meh.
Yeah.
Not old enough.
The old wild-looking basketball, man, was crazy. So anyway, you've got you're on your way. Omar Kelly with us all morning.
On the way to talk to coordinators. And
so you just go out there and you talk, and then you kind of come up with something. You must have some ideas where you're.
I do, but
I can tell
I
you what everybody wants to know.
Was it what they want to know?
I like to ask the defensive back coach and the coordinator if do you have enough in your secondary right now if they didn't add anything else.
Of course
they're
going to tell you have enough, but I want to know what do these young guys need to do to improve, to lock down, and make themselves an NFL career.
Why don't you ask them about competition? You hit on that, you were screaming.
I might.
Well, hey, guys, why not have open competition for everybody? And will you tell me if a free agent plays his ass off or a draft pick plays his off?
Should
that he can start at safety for your team?
Should
you're telling me?
Should?
Some, by the way, somebody got to line up with number ones day one. I always love when they go, "No, don't read."
Yeah.
Somebody got to line up with number ones.
But my problem is the number ones never change. Number ones never change unless it's injured.
That's not true, man. Unless
tell me who. Tell me who.
I know, but don't you
tell
don't
me
think, you don't
three
think
years
they're playing the best players?
I don't care. Competition. Raises the level of everybody. Let me feel a little nervous for my job. Let me feel like you coming.
Guys
for me.
Don't get nervous when they make a lot of money.
They should.
Really?
They
How many teams they get nervous on with guaranteed money?
No. Everybody got guaranteed money now. Don't play. This is the NFL. There's not a lot of guaranteed money out there.
I've heard people say Tua doesn't. You can't like Tua. Tua's going, he's a guy.
Yeah.
You other two guys go ahead and compete for backup.
And Tua is.
But that's what the team's about.
No.
I would like to see
a backup competition, but you know what? If Quinn,
don't say it. If you're getting ready to tell me Hewers got a chance to start.
No. Not Hewers, but you know, Zach Wilson?
Yeah. What?
If he has a
Zach Wilson could play his ass off in the preseason. He's not starting.
I know that, but I.
And he's not.
Okay.
And physically, he's probably got more talent. He's a second overall pick.
Let me see this physical. I don't care, Joe. Like, everybody should have to compete for their job. Then that's the one thing I would say has held the Miami Dolphins back.
So you think Zach Sealer needs a, like,
yeah,
what that, he's done?
Absolutely. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
I don't care. No. Right. What, we need to grandfather. We need to gift everybody a starting role.
No, but you don't worry about Zach Sealer. You put him in there, good practices, bad practices, take some days off. You don't worry about him. You're worrying about the guys around him and getting those young guys ready.
Yes, you're right. But you
that's open competition.
I don't mind seeing those young guys with the starters for a couple days.
I got to tell you, man, we got to roll. We're done. Omar, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
We could have gone 9 more hours, man.
Well,
just getting everybody fired up. All right, we'll do it again on Friday. Hey, that's going to do it for our show. Have a great day, everybody.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.